The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam explained by Paramhansa Yogananda. Here begins an adventure such as you have never undertaken before. Stanza 1. Awake for morning in the bowl of night, has flung the stone that puts the stars to flight. And lo, the hunter of the east has called, the Sultan's turret in a noose of light. Paraphrase. Thus sang the inner silence. Forsake your sleep of ignorance. Awake. For the dawn of wisdom has flung into the dark bowl of your unknowing the stone of spiritual discipline, that weapon of divine power that can break the bowl and put to flight the paling stars of earthly desire. Behold, wisdom, the hunter of the east, has cast a noose of light to encircle the kingly minaret of your egoic pride, wisdom to free you at last from the long night of spiritual ignorance. Expanded meaning. Forsake delusion. Absorb into your innermost self the calm light of wisdom. Listen. Your soul calls you to embrace a new adventure. As the sun travels from east to west across the sky, so does the light of civilization and of knowledge move across the earth. From the east comes wisdom's call. Awake, all you who sleep in ignorance. What has pride brought you but melancholia and pain, dark products of soul ignorance? Dispel gloom forever. Abide from today on in the light of inner peace. Editorial comment. It has long been traditional in the East to face eastward during prayer and meditation. The reason, Paramhansa Yogananda explained, is that subtle rays of wisdom radiate westward over the earth. It is a tenet also in other traditions that enlightenment comes to us from the East. American Indian tribes, for example, believe that a dwelling place should be built with its entrance to the east, from whence, claim the Sioux Indians, all good things come. Kedem, meaning that which lies before or in front, is the Hebrew word for east and implies the direction to be faced during prayer. In mystical tradition, east also represents the forehead, specifically the point midway between the eyebrows. Modern medicine would identify this point with the region just behind it in the frontal lobe of the brain. This area is, anatomically, the most advanced part of the brain. The devotee, concentrating deeply here, finds the sun of inner spiritual vision dawning upon his consciousness.